And Zoe is a South African-born, Sydney-grown stand-up comedian with two-thirds of a nursing degree and has some pretty cool achievements, having opened for Will Anderson late last year and sold out her debut show at the Sydney Comedy Festival this year. Morning, Zoe.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm so good. So the name of your show, Sorry, Maybe, Please, If Possible, what's it all about?
Well, Sorry, Maybe, Please, If Possible was something that I found myself saying a lot, like in emails, kind of just apologizing for your existence in a sense. And I think it's something that women tend to do a lot. It's just like, oh, sorry, maybe, please, if possible, if I could just,
can I just get out of the way? Like, oh, no, but I'm walking over here.
Absolutely, yeah. And I was chatting about it with a couple of friends of mine at Melbourne Comedy Festival when I was down there just visiting. And I was telling a story about how I fell over the other day and I apologized.
No, like, I got hit by a car when I was 19 years old. No broken bones or anything like that. And the first thing I did, I got up and I apologized to the woman who hit me. I was like, is your car okay? And then she was like, I hit you.
It's crazy. Why do we do it?
Why do we do it? But you're doing a stand-up show, but it's not just stand-up. You've thought, you're like, if stand-up wasn't scary enough, we thought, you know, let's bump it up. Improv. What is improvised stand-up exactly? Because that's what you're doing in this show.
Yeah, so I basically just make it all up on the spot. So it's not so much characters or kind of like a improvised play like you would expect to see it in like long form improv. It's more like a lot of kind of crowd work to begin with, and then from that I'll kind of dive into deeper topics throughout the show.
Whoa. So, you were saying a lot of stand-up comedians play to a format in long form. So for people who don't know much about improv, could you explain what those differences would look like?
Yeah. So what a lot of stand-up comedians, surprise, they actually do rehearse a lot, and it's a lot of a sort of formatted style of performance, and there's a big kind of structural component to it as well, so how you actually structure your storytelling. And with improv, with long form improv in particular, there's a type of format called the Harold, which is like, I'm getting into the nerdy stuff now.
We're going deep, we're doing it boys
strap in. So there's a thing called a Harold, and it's basically like the common language of long-form improv, and it's like a structure. So I'm planning on kind of doing something like that before my improvised stand-up show, so I can follow some sort of a structure so that the audience is like, oh, we're on board. She's not just rambling. So, yeah.
Yeah, so you were saying that a lot of there is prep work that is done for a lot of improv. So how have you been rehearsing for this show?
Yeah, it's been tricky. I've just been going to open mics and just trying to just make it all up on the spot and getting really comfortable with being bad, I think, because I'm used to being all right on the stage. I'm used to like doing okay and coming in with my scripted stuff. But for the improvised component of it, it's been a bit tricky because you go to an open mic and you only have 5 minutes. And for the show, I have full 50 minutes. So it'll be really good to like dive deep into some of the things that have been on my mind that I just kind of want to like get out there in like a really funny way.
Yeah, in a probing sort of sense. So could you give us a little bit of a taste of what we might see for the show then?
Yeah, so for the show, I guess what's been on my mind lately, like you can't plan too much for an improvised show, so I don't want to go in with all these expectations, and I'm happy to leave all of these at the door. But I what's been on my mind lately is a lot of how the healthcare system treats women, and how, because I have two-thirds of a nursing degree, and how...
The best two-thirds.
Yeah, the better part of two-thirds. I'm still working my way through it. And just how the healthcare system treats women and how historically it has treated women and how it continues to just ignore women's issues, and how that's been playing on my mind a lot. And I think it kind of comes into the Sorry, Maybe, Please, If Possible title. But then again, if we talk about, I don't know, fruit the whole hour and it's funny, then that's okay too.
Yeah, fruit's definitely a part of the healthcare system too. Absolutely. Everybody got to eat fruit. Yeah. That's so great. Talking about yourself also as a comedian, you do touch on, you want to talk about healthcare and you want to talk about certain issues. Could you talk a little bit more about like how you started getting involved in comedy or about your journey as a comedian in general?
Yeah, so I actually started nursing first. Nursing was something that I wanted to do since I was 15 years old. And I started nursing, and I then started, I got kind of disheartened because it was my first year of university and I wasn't really doing what I loved, and I kind of missed doing a lot of drama and stuff from high school. And a friend of mine said, why don't you do improv? So I looked up online and I Googled it. I was like, improv. came up with a bunch of random videos, and I stumbled across Improv Theatre Sydney, who over the past kind of 3 years have kind of grown into my family and my community. And I learnt so much from all of them. They're an amazing school. And I kind of started through that. And then I got kind of to this point where I was like, oh, what if I did it on my own? And then I did Royal Comedy Competition, got to the state finals. And I was like, oh, I like the stand-up thing. This is kind of fun.
And then now you're like, I want to combine both of them.
Yeah, now I'm like, I'm going all out, baby.
The ultimate fusion.